to another edition of Let Loud and Caribbean Sun. My name is Iowa. Your host with me in studio is Batman Money Ron and Levi Boom Tune. Alright, so quickly let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA at RCISaintLucia.com. You can also write to Let Loud, PO Box 121 Cass Trees, if you are brave enough and deliver your Let Loud to our studio right here in San Cecilia. Believe me when we say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your story right here on the program Let Loud on RCI. Letla is rated E for everyone. Today is International Children's Day. Be careful to stay on the air when you call, all right? The number you need to dial is 4523046. You can also try 1-758-724-0008 or 1-758-452-3046. Turn down the volume on your radio or your computer when you're calling. We want to hear you loud and clear. First time callers, please.
Identify
yourself. And please, that thing about boy that's want to call your friend. Nah. You hear me, Atrenis? Make sure you call today. Right. All right. This afternoon, it is a gentleman who has written, and his letter reads. I read it once, and Ronnie reads it, and then we take your call. All right, here we go. Fellas, the worst thing them woman can do is take things from man. Mm-hmm. And they know they're giving you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if you accepted my things by right, you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you let me take you out after you know how long I'm trying? I buy drinks for all your friends whole night. And when I make my move, you get it vexed. You're playing like you don't know me. Plus, you change the whole game by going and meet her friends in the fete. When it's with me, you come out. No, Papa. She owe me. She have to pass it.
Eh?
Let la boy. Fellas, I asked the girl out. She say, she just do her hair. She can go, you know, but she ain't have no outfit. Bear with me, I read it as is, eh? Right. Fellas, I asked the girl out. She say, she just do her hair. She can go, you know, but she ain't have no outfit. She ain't asked me to buy it, but Gasa, I wanted the girl to go with me, so I offered to buy the outfit. Okay. She take the money.
Mm.
So I call her, and I ask her if she buy the sexy outfit for me. She says she bought her jeans and a top and thanked me, but the shoe she have not matched it. So she won't go, she not feeling it. So I said no. I will get her the shoe. I gave her $150 to buy the shoe.
Wow.
I went to meet her, she alone. While driving, I throw in some heavy lines. She answering, but she on her phone. When we reach there, the girl's still on her phone. Then she tell me her friend just tell her she in the party. So she go in by her friend. Fellas, one time my mouth done long because things already not going my way. But I still telling myself tonight something must pass. I was not seeing her, so I went to look for her. I see the girl with two other girls. I buy drinks for everybody. Well, it's a big spender.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, I tried to take her wine. She dancing with me, but at the same time, she talking to them other girls. So I not getting good. Not getting it good. I still say, Awa, I must get it good tonight. I'm making my move after the fete. You know when it's time to go home, the girl tell me I have to drop her friends home. I go and drop the girls in one hole, fellas. But I thinking both of the girls go in the same place. Is then the girl go tell me how one of the girls have to sleep at her home because she living down south and her ride cannot make it. Gasa, I just feel my heart drop. And the girl's telling me how she did not know her friend would have to stay by her, and she's sorry. But I still telling myself I must get something. When I got to her home, who I tell y'all, the girl then opened the door to go outside. So I hold her hand. I say, wah, at least kiss me good night.
Oh my God, it gets worse.
So I pull her on me and try to kiss her. You know the girl get vexed? So I tell her, how she behaving like that, she know what time it is. Don't play slow, my girl. Don't play slow. The girl says she don't know anything. If that's why I buy the clothes for her, she can give it back to me if I want. I dig her. So I say, yes, give me my clothes. So I tell her how she behaving like that. She know what time it is. The girl says she don't know anything. If that's why I buy the clothes for her, she can give it back to me if I want. I dig her, so I say, yes, give me my clothes and all the money I spend. She got out of the car and I just drove off. She sent me a message. I should have waited. She was giving it to me. I said, nah, man, you need it. I said, nah, man, you need it. And I drove off. I'm a dog. She don't know I was like that. That is puppy show. The girl knew very well what time it was. She tried to play go-go. As a matter of fact, fellas, ask the ladies if when a man spending money on them, if they don't know what we want. The girls thought I was a boy. Don't take my things if you're not going to pass it. Don't you all agree? And tell me if that girl did not try to play me, fellas.
Wow. Okay, we'll read it one more time before we go back to the phone lines. Fellas, the worst thing them women can do is take things from man and they know they're giving you nothing. To me, if you're accepting my things, by right, you owe me. You're supposed to pass it. Why would you let me take you out after you know how long I try? And I buy drinks for all your friends whole night. And when I make my move, you getting vexed. You playing like you don't know me. Plus, she changed the whole game by going and meet her friends in the Fed. When it's with me, you come out. No, Papa. She owe me. She have to pass it. That was well written. Now, if you notice, it paraphrased the whole letter in the first two paragraphs and then explains it after. Very well written. Anyway, sorry, that's the nerd. Fellas, I asked the girl out. She say she just do her hair. She can go, you know, but she have no outfit. She asked me to buy it, but Gasa, I wanted the girl to go with me, so I offered to buy the outfit. She take the money, so I call her and I ask her if she buy the sexy outfit for me. She say she just bought a jeans and a top and thanked me. But the shoe she have not matching, so she won't go. She not feeling it. So I say, no, I will get her the shoe. I gave her $150 wow. to buy the shoe. I went to meet her, she alone. While driving, I threw in some heavy lines. She answering, but she on her phone.
Phone.
She answering, but she on her phone. When we reach there, the girl's still on her phone. Then she tell me her friend just tell her she in the party, so she going by her friend. Fellas, one time my mouth done long because things are already not going my way. But I still telling myself tonight something must pass. Not now I roll in. I was not seeing her, so I went to look for her. I see her with two other girls. I buy drinks for everybody. Fellas, I tried to take her wine. She dancing with me, but at the same time, she talking to the other girls.
I know what you mean, bro.
So I'm not getting it good. I still say, oh, I must get it good tonight. I'm making my move after the fete. You know, when it's time to go home, the girl tell me I have to drop her friends home. I go and drop the girls in one hole, fellas. But I'm thinking both of the girls going in the same place. Is then the girl go tell me how one of the girls have to sleep at her home because she living down south and her ride can't make it. Gasa, I just feel my heart drop. And the girl telling me how she did not know her friend have to stay by her. And she's so sorry. But I'm still telling myself I must get something. When I got to her home, who I tell you, y'all, the girl done open the door to go outside. So I hold her hand. I say, well, at least give me a good night kiss, sir. So I pull her on me and I try to kiss her. You know the girl get vexed? So I tell her, how she behaving like that? She know what time it is.
Yeah.
The girl say she don't know anything. If that's why I buy the clothes for her, she can give it back to me if I want. I dig horrors. So I was like, yes, give me my clothes. And all the money I spent, she got out the car and I just drove off. She sent me a message. I should have waited. She was giving it to me. I say, nah, you need it, and drove off. Oh, I'm a dog. She did not know I was like that. But that is Poppy Show. The girl very well know what time it was. She then tried to play Gogol. As a matter of fact, fellas, ask the ladies if when a man spending money on them, they don't know what time it is.
Yeah.
The girl thought, I was a boy. Don't take my things if you're not going to pass it. Don't y'all agree? And tell me if that girl did not try to play me, fellas.
4523046 is number to call. This is Letlana Sia. Remember the first time callers, please identify yourself. And our lines are open right now. This is your Letla for today, Wednesday. Letla on RCI. What are your thoughts? What is going in your mind right now? Did she play him? Did she play him? Did she know? You know? Was she well aware that, you know, she was supposed to have, you know, meet her friends at the party,
yeah,
and drop them home? Did they use him
as
you know, their ride,
boy,
you know, and drinks and drinks? Now, I think it's last week's letter. A guy did say, "Go spend money on them girls." Uh-huh. I'm not sure if that's the way he said it, but he'll say basically, have an experience, you know, bring the girls on an experience. Yes. Don't spend.
I think that was a caller who was explaining that based on the letter last week.
What are you saying? Yeah.
Don't take a first call. Good afternoon. Let them see how you on the air. Did she play him?
I have a status there. I will just play that status for you instead. I will just explain the whole vibe as to what they're working in there. Hold on, wait for it.
Somebody wait, before you go, you in support of what happened to this guy?
Of course I was. If that's a demand for his money, man, woman, then what do you expect, sir? Yeah. But that's what that happened.
Well, he expects to get something. He expects to get something.
Man.
So just now. But if he wants to spend money for, you know where to go, eh?
Yeah, well, that's
they
true.
Have places for that, sir. When you're guaranteed, go there and spend your money. Don't try and get that, get clothes and thing for that time you can spend together.
And he's sure I'm matching, boy. Rad with me.
All right, Paddy. Thank you very much.
Sir.
Thank you.
All right.
4523046 number to call. This is Letla on RCI. I want to hear from you. And was that a smart way?
You know which part that kill me? You must get the outfit. And you know the shoe.
That's what I'm saying. Ronnie,
what?
Was that a clever way?
Yeah, boy.
She put it. Let me tell you, that girl's good, eh?
What?
Why?
So the girl said she, because the girl didn't have matching shoes.
She did her hair.
Let me tell you, women always have shoes. How are you falling for that?
How?
That's a good call. Good afternoon. Let them see you on the air.
Good day, Iwa.
Good day, my brother. Thank you for calling. What's your
name? First time caller.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, and I call in from the airport. I have passengers on board and everything. But I have to call.
Yeah, my brother, go ahead.
All right, now, the man said the girl tried to play him. From what I see, Aman play himself. Because I think the girl was asking Aman for something, you know. I more believe that Aman must have been down on his luck with the women. Aman must be making a little money.
Call her, woman tell you. You know, I want to go, you know, my hair is done properly, but I don't have an outfit. What is it? She asking you to buy the clothes?
She asking me to buy it, but is you on your mind if you want to buy it or not, you know?
Exactly.
And you would buy it. You would buy it,
I more believe it's for next man. She wanted to impress. She made Aman buy them thing, you know. I feel it's for him.
For me.
Yeah, I believe it's for somebody else.
All the time
she going to find the other friends is the next man that somewhere the other friend was hiding, because that's how the women does move.
You understand?
So,
and by the way, they're making
a wall around the next man.
And before you go, you said you have passengers, you know. If you take a lady out, would you go and drop, and you don't know that she have her friends, you know, with her, would you go and drop the friends?
Yeah, well, if it later, I have to drop the friends, eh? Yes. But at the same time, I believe that man was getting Aman signals. And little signs and thing, and Aman must have been a little, you know, a little swift and thing, and Aman just can't Yeah. And try to look and thing and yeah, get through. So the man vexed now. The man see me buy how much clothes and things.
The man say give him clothes. Like,
give him back clothes.
The man, the man digging ours now because the man seem like boy.
Yeah.
Ah.
But this, he play self. He play self. You see, play self.
He play self. Nobody ain't playing. He play himself, man. All I right. believe that.
All right, pardon. Thank you. Man. Thank you.
Wrongs. That's a word wrong. Let's be honest here, fellas. Mm. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Honest as man. Let's be honest. She do her hair. The hair place, right, yeah. And she missing her outfit. Yeah. You're buying it. You're buying it, boy.
Caller, you want it?
No. Yo. As man, we buying that boy.
Yeah.
That's a what to fellas nowadays?
Don't know, sir. Big spender, the man is big spender.
Gasser, you don't have not because you're spending money. That means you could get something, you know, or the person owe you something.
Eh?
Gasser.
No, caller. Because if you've been telling the girl what you want, Paddy.
Yeah.
If you've been, you know, expressing yourself, you know, making...
But Ronkin, you have the wrong approach.
Mm.
If every time you talk to the girl is about them kind of things, you're pushing on the girl.
Yeah.
Obviously, the girl on already.
Well, don't take... What he's saying is, don't take his money. Don't take his things, Paddy.
Well, he offered, so she take.
Yeah, sure.
But honestly, the girl knew she had to go out.
With her friends?
With her friends.
Yeah.
Because if you have no plans for dinner, how that other friend from down south keeping at your home?
Yeah.
You check it, so the girl offered me take that.
Yeah. You get set up.
Yeah, you got good setup.
Yeah.
But I need me to change his way of thinking about woman.
Yeah, I agree with you, caller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2020 don't go that way.
What do you mean by that? Change his way of thinking about woman? What
but
explain?
Simply he could just let just play himself. You don't have to talk about probably getting what he wants, but just play serve. Probably offer the girl some ice cream, bring some nice flowers. Or check on the girl daily, ask about work and everything, not just about out and you expecting something at the end of the night.
Yeah, Koran, you're making a very good point, and I want to refer to last week's letter. This gentleman has made a very good suggestion, fellas. Take her around the island. Take her on an experience. That's why is it that we keep talking to the girl, babes, that we go in the club and grind up?
You check it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the previous person said, if he's that he wanted, you know where to go.
Yeah, that's true.
You check it?
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah, man, respect.
Give thanks. Good afternoon. Let them see you on here. Hold on, Levi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
My finger, you know, have been scratching me to the other number. I finally did. Listen to me.
Yeah.
This guy, I think, in my mind, that he has been bothering this girl for the longest time.
Of course.
The girl probably got tired of it and say, you know what? I go eat your money tonight.
No, but I go there.
Okay. No, but if you're not here to leave me alone, you have to take the truck. Now, when you take the truck, you'll now leave me alone because I eat your money now. So
no, Kola,
when
you take money by yourself.
You don't need to eat your money.
Eat the money alone. You're bringing friends with you to eat the man money.
You have to take the truck, eh?
What? Why?
So you have to take that job. You're not hearing. But if you see, you were listening to what I was telling you, as in, I do not want you. I do not think this is going to work.
Now, you never said that. If you never said
that. He did not say that. But by the way, the man saying he's troubling the girl, not now. The girl again, you know, by Ipavlo. Leave the girl alone.
So
she know her hair done, and she knows she has clothes at her home. She knows that. But because you're not hanging, she has to find a way to get your money.
Hello,
because you're not hanging. You're not listening. You're not understanding as a man. Some of you all just swear you'll have to understand.
Caller, is it possible that he can still get through the lady? If he's consistent on his spending... If he continues the spending,
yeah,
there ain't nothing for him. He could spend on the friends. He's not scoring.
If you're listening, my friend, you're not my friend, but if you're listening, take my advice. Leave that person child alone. Because he might just end up spending money until he can't spend no more, then he might end up getting a child, which is not right.
So, Kola, I don't know what you're saying. Is she very well knew, eh? She very well knew.
Because the girl knows her friend was there. You think he's just so... So my friend going to come down all that stuff, and I don't know that's my friend,
exactly.
And my friend coming up. No?
Well, okay, in her defense, she said that her ride bailed on her. So let's just say the ride actually bailed for truth.
Which ride?
Hello.
That bail.
No, let me tell you. I know somebody that
have no right that bail on nobody.
No, I know somebody who can arrest you.
That
way
for the girl not to sleep with the man. Yeah. If I come and tell him, oh, my friend right bail on her. So she's going to sleep by me. So what happened to my other friend? Why she don't sleep there?
Oh.
Three of us that go out,
you know, thinking about it, thinking about it, it could also be a security move, a move for security.
Right.
They don't know the type
right.
of
yeah, that's right. That's right. So, that's right. So, she probably know, saw the aggression yeah, already. Yeah, 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 that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What security?
You get it.
Hello, that's the plan. The plan was for me not to sleep with mate. And the plan is for me to tell mate my friend right bail on her. So she going home with me. So you
call
cannot
you
come
call
inside
her.
Of
call
the house.
Call her. You understand what I say. What I'm saying is, it could have been for security measures to tell her friends to say, come, I'm going out with mate for the first time.
Right.
You know, so I don't really trust him yet.
So why is not the one you go with? Why is two?
Well, you tell
me. If it's for security, why is two? And you yourself there and all of y'all drinking? And you don't even want me to give you a little. The fellow can even take a little grind? S.C.A. I say, if he continue, he can phone. He say, Ishima, my love, I'm moon about me. He say, moon about me.
You know it's serious when the pato come, eh? You know it's serious when the pato come.
He can phone. He say, Ishima, moon about me. He can phone.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you are on the air.
I think you hit it spot on whichever one of you said that it could have been a security thing.
Yes.
It goes on to show that the girl was not interested in the man, and both of them are wrong. The man was wrong for being so willing to spend his money to get what he said he wanted to get in response.
Yeah.
And the girl was wrong to do what she did. Young women need to stop that behavior, and young men need to stop it too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they continue like that, what's the future generation going to look like for us, Iowa?
True.
What will it look like? Iowa. I'm not sorry for the fella, but I'm telling you, the girl, she should have done it differently. Yeah? But both of them, I hope both of them learn. Thank you, Iowa.
All right. Differently in terms of what? You say done it differently in terms of find another way to distress him, you know? And to me, guy, partner, if you're locked on, you went with one lady to the party, you know. I don't know how you end up in free in your car and then you end up in To My Boy. You end up in To My Boy or whatever. Good afternoon. Let them see how you're here.
Hey, Duncan.
Yo,
first time caller.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling, my brother. Go ahead,
Duncan. That man got exactly what he deserved.
Napa, don't do the man now.
Duncan, listen. First of all, the girl didn't buy any outfit,
but she asked him.
The girl did not buy any outfit. The girl had her clothes already.
Yeah.
The girl had her shoes. That man just spent money. The girl probably had her rent to pay. So she just collect money from that man.
Okay, I see what you say. So then I was she had buy no clothes in the morning?
She had buy no clothes in the morning. She had buy no shoes in the morning.
Barangay,
her two friends are at the party already. But the girl had a plan to go to the fed.
Yeah, I believe that.
So right now they just use that man as a rider.
Why? So call away, man.
Of course, to spend the money. So that man must drop about a good $600-$700.
Yeah, big spender. Call us. So what you're saying is that girl already had that jeans and that top when she told him.
Yeah, come on, Rankin.
Why, listen.
Which girl going to a fit and going and buy jeans? The girl come in a nice little outfit. Is she going on a date?
Yeah.
Because I have a jeans, but I don't have a shoe, I ain't feeling it. It's because she know the man want her to go to the so the man go pass more money.
Yeah.
A bill had to pay the Rankin.
So, Kwala, what a greedy man. His money spent so pass it.
What?
You understand? That's what he man said, basically.
On the other hand, right?
That's,
I mean, you know that's a women's plan.
Yeah.
Now, the story about the ride. Bailing on them. That was all well orchestrated. That's why the friend now have to sleep by her so that man can't try anything.
Okay.
Because one thing, you can't say, okay, well, let's go by me. Because, but my friend by me, I can't leave her alone. You check it wrong, and so.
Yeah.
And you can't come in because my friend there.
You meant to get everything.
Naman get a
Paddy, don't lie to me. You get that already, Paddy. Don't lie. You
get all of us take a chalk one way or another already. It might not be that exact way. But Rankin, bitter chocolate ready.
But in the way you explain that there, I get that crystal clear.
My uncle, listen, if you care letting them things them days, you're losing money like joker.
So, Kola, are you agreeing that, you know, we as men, we don't have to be too quick to spend money on the ladies that we are interested in? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, Rangit, I might get some flack for what I'm about to say, right?
Right.
But you see right now, the way for us to get out of that, if you're not sure and she asks for money, ask for sex, if she don't want you, she go tell you too soon. Well, if it's too soon for sex, Rangit,
it's too soon
for money too.
Oh.
And once you go down that road with them,
they leave you alone.
You can't get burned.
Wow.
We have Panna get buried.
Yeah, man, mid get
buried. I only can tell him, man, you should have wait. I'll give you the clothes
back. You think she'll not get back to him?
She give it to him, Rankin, but she don't need it.
Boy.
On the other hand, Rankin, I mean, as a man, you can expect every time you go out with somebody that you're going to sleep with them. I mean, people have their own values, people have their own standards.
True.
If the girl is into you, you get clues. You know, and if the vibe is good, you roll with it. But to say, you know, everything he says indicated that, listen, this is what I want. I just want sex.
Yeah.
So the girl knew that.
She knew. That's why she bring a whole squad.
Yeah, so the girl better at the game than him.
That's why the girl bring a whole squad, buddy.
You're getting a whole squad. And the money even get a grinder.
A half grind, a quarter grind. Why are you dancing? The girl's talking to the girl talking to other people. Let me tell you, buddy.
He got played, eh?
Yeah.
He caused it himself. Yeah, man. He got played. But he caused himself to be played. Respect.
But, yeah, thank you. And couldn't it have been that, you know, she was telling him certain things, enticing him, you know, tempting him, and then, yeah, you know, and so on, boy. You know, are we really paying attention, fellas? Let's take another call. Good afternoon.
That's a very good question.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, RCI.
Good afternoon to you, caller. Thank you for calling. Is this your first time? No, you've called before?
Many times before. Ah,
thank you for calling again. We love you.
Thank you. Yes. I am so against any woman misleading any man.
Uh-huh.
Do not entertain the man. Do not accept gifts from man if you know you don't want the man.
Yes. So you know, you have to pass it.
It served him so well because he knew why he was doing it and what he wanted in return.
Yes.
He was giving in order to get a piece.
Yes.
He was just hungry.
Yes.
It's possible you just get it and then forget her. You understand me? And any woman, I am a woman, and that is how everybody thinks differently. Everybody choose a lifestyle of their own, but do not entertain the man. Do not mislead the man. Do not accept gifts from the man.
True.
If you know, because we are all human beings and we know. It is so rare to get a man who is spending money on you and he does not want a piece after that. And a lot of women feel like they will get away with it. They can get away with it. But sometimes they do it to the wrong guy. And it turns into something deadly. You understand me? He got what he deserved. Mo patika bay had vie. Mo patika bay l'argent souliye. Matika men bay talon souliye. Mo patika fwa pay talon souliye on tetle. So people get to offer. Mo patika day. But she is wrong to be accepting things from the man and misleading him.
So, Kola, that is how she I didn't feel. Ask him before you go. She didn't ask him when she said, you know, my hair do already, but I do have...
That is another way of asking.
Thank you very much, caller.
That is another way of asking.
Of course.
Come on, if he really wants to take you out, you'll go, I need a shoe, my shoe don't match, and I need to do my hair. And if he wants that woman looking good by him,
of course he will give it.
You understand me?
Understand you.
So she knew exactly what she was getting into, and it served him right at the same time. So double it up.
Wow. Thank you very much, caller. You've been wonderful. All right. We're going to read the letter one more time. When we come back from break, letter is made possible by Renegade Company, Diamonds International, and our friends at Tropical Solar. At Tropical Solar, you get the widest variety of units, including 35, 45, 65, 75, 85 gallons in flat plate and the evacuated tube systems with a 5-year warranty. They install your unit within 48 hours of confirmation and have the best after sales service.
Company Construction Warehouse stocks a wide variety of products for your building needs. Renegade Company Construction Warehouse stocks a wide variety of products for your building needs. Now available ceiling tiles and drywall, Fat Boy septic tanks, nails, doors, hurricane ties, admixtures, curing compounds, epoxy coatings, fiber boards, pavers, vent blocks, laminates, and much more. Ask about our special pricing on nails and concrete pavers. Available while stocks last. Come down to our construction warehouse at Vidbute or call 455-8054 for more information. Renegade Company Limited, shopping the world for you.
Diamonds International welcomes you to our world this Christmas season. Come down to our stores located at Point Seraphine, La Place Carenage, and the Windjammer Landing Resort. Find out more about our layaway program and get your Christmas gifts early this year. With a wide range of brands like Bulgari, Hublot, Sapphire, Kilima, and Crown of Light, special discounts are available from 20 to 70% off throughout the store. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to participate in our giveaways. Find something for that special someone this Christmas, shopping at Diamonds International.
For remaining with us, Let Loud the Caribbean Sound, brought to you by Tropical Solar, Diamonds International, and Rennick and Company. Read the letter one more time, and then you can continue to take your calls at 1-785-845-23046. First time callers, don't forget to identify yourself. Go, Ronnie.
Fellas, the worst thing that woman can do is take things from man, and they know they're giving you nothing. To me, if you accepted my things, by right, you owe me. You're supposed to pass it. Why would you let me take you out after you know how long I try and I buy drinks for all your friends and a whole night? I buy drinks for all your friends whole night, and when I make my move, you get vexed. You playing like you don't know me. Plus, she changed the whole game by going and meet her friends in the fete. When it's with me, you come out. No, Papa, she owe me. She have to pass it. Fellas, I asked the girl out. She say she just do her hair so she can go, you know, but she have no outfit. She asked me to buy it, but Gasser, I wanted the girl to go with me, so I offered to buy the outfit. She take the money. So I call her and I ask her if she buy the sexy outfit for me. She say she bought her jeans and a top and thanked me, but the shoe she have not matching. So she won't go. She not feeling it.
Yeah.
So I say, no, I will get her the shoe. I gave her $150 to buy the shoe. I went to meet her. She was alone. While driving, excuse me, I throwing some heavy lines. She answering, but she on her phone. When we reach, the girl still on her phone. Then she tell me her friend just tell her she in the party, so she going by her friend. Fellas, one time my mouth done long because things already not going my way. But I still telling myself, tonight something must pass. Not now I rolling. I was not seeing her, so I went to look for her. I see the girl with two other girls. So that means I watched the girl leave the man for how long, eh?
Yeah, but that's why he's waiting. She has texted in the car. The friends here on my way.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, I buy drinks for everybody. Fellas, I tried to take a wine. She dancing with me, but at the same time she talking with them other girls. So I not getting it good. I still say, I must get it good tonight. I'm making my move after the fete. You know, when it's time to go home, the girl tell me I have to drop her friends home. I go and drop the girls in one hole, fellas. But I thinking both of the girls go in the same place. Is then the girl go tell me how one of the girls have to sleep at her home because she living down south and her ride cannot make it. Gasa, I feel my heart drop. And the girl telling me how she did not know her friend would have to stay by her and she's so sorry. But I still telling myself I must get something. When I go to her home, who I tell you, the girl done open the door to go outside. So I hold her hand. I say, what? At least give me a kiss goodnight. So I pull her on me and try to kiss her. You know the girl get vexed. So I tell her how she behaving like that. She know what time it is. The girl say she didn't know anything. If that's why I buy her the clothes for her, she can give me back if I want. I dig horrors. So I say, yes, give me my clothes and all the money I spend. She got out of the car and I just drove off. She sent me a message. I should have waited. She given it to me. I say, nah, man, you need it. And I drove off. Oh, I'm a dog. She didn't know I was like that. That is Papi show. The girl knew very well what time it was. She trying to play gogo. As a matter of fact, fellas, ask the ladies if when a man spending money on them, if they don't know what we want. Yeah. The girl thought I was a boy. Don't take my things if you're not going to pass it. Don't y'all agree? And tell me if that girl did not try to play me, fellas.
0523046, our lines are reopened. Good afternoon. Let us see how you are on the air.
Afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're good. What about you?
I'm good.
Good.
Nate is a clown and that girl is a G and she right.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you why. The girl give him man how much indication that she don't want to go out with him.
For example,
in the beginning of the letter, he said he tried. You know,
what indication? For example.
Okay, so in the beginning of the letter, he said he tried so many times to go out, you know, to get her attention and that sort of thing, and she never really gives him the time of day. Fine. He called her, inviting her out. She said, well, her hair done, but she didn't really have an outfit, so, you know, she don't want to go. Okay, fine. You give her the money, she buy the outfit. Fine. After she already buy the outfit, she's still telling you, well, I'm the outfit, but the shoe not matching. I feel like you go. All indications that she don't want to go out with you. You play yourself. He's play himself because he's so desperate. So the girl just set up her friends and the girl just play me. The friends, but me drink, they get good, everything nice, and they just enjoy themselves and they go at their home. And probably the same time she messaged him and telling him he should have waited, the same time she messaged him her friends and said, maybe he's an idiot, we just get good on me there. That's all that happened there.
So he has stand a chance.
What chance he stand? The girl looking at me like a clown. He has stand no chance because she never wanted to go out with him, even after he bought his what? Buying the outfit would have made a difference. Even after he bought the outfit, she still didn't want to go. He go and buy a shoe. Maybe girl, I'm asking you for a belt. When I finish, I'm telling you my bra is good.
Your earrings.
I tell you I need accessories.
Your
Let me see how much money you have to spend.
What? Well, that's just serious. That's how women actually think. That's how y'all think, for you?
No, that's not how we think. But then you have to understand when somebody says, you know what? I do not want to go out with you.
No, she never said that. She never said it directly.
Maybe, but she gave him all the clues.
Okay.
Because I seen, boy, what? Like, I buy an outfit for you and you tell me your shoe. Okay. That's a lame excuse. I buy, you know, but he still continue. He continue because, you know, his whole mindset, just like last week, you know, that's what I want and that's what I'm working towards. And I seen that's it. You know them kind of hungry fellas? Yeah. So make move.
Yeah. And that's
the girl just shafted him, basically, because...
Yeah. What are you
understanding?
What are you said something up, Pastor, but I want to focus and zero in a little bit on it. Why couldn't she have said, you know what, Plain? I do not want to go out
exactly.
with you. Instead of my head already here, but I don't have a shoe. You know? What is wrong?
Yeah, because you know what happened. He was not dealing with somebody who was mature. He's probably a guy who's maybe in his 20s or maybe early 30s and looking to check for a little 19-year-old or something. You understand? Because that's how they roll. That's the thing. That's the type of thing that they do. Because he himself not man enough to probably look for somebody's age. Although he have the money to spend, but he don't want that because a woman his age has standards and she will not just, you know, and she will not fall that buy outfit for me. She will not do these kinds of things. Now you see them young girls is all about he lucky he do nails and all that too and pay for her makeup. So he just dodge a bullet there, the little maybe $500-$600 he spent, just consider that. You know, like a caller said before, you should have given it to somebody that was sure. But, you know, He decided to roll with a little girl. She bring all her friends, everything, so he can tell her somebody that is young.
So,
and these men have to learn to leave these young girls alone. Because he's not a young boy. A boy 20-something years old have $500-$600 to spend on a woman. So that's a grown man. You understand? And that girl is a young girl.
So, Cora, there are actually women who have made him do their nails and hair bath belts.
What?
And
if I was a woman like me, I mean, they'd spend so much money, and when I finish, I still tell him I don't go out with you. Understand? You're not understanding. Leave me alone. So since you want to try and play top thing, yes, spend your money. Spend your money. When you finish spending money, I still tell you I'm going out. I'm sick.
Now, Kola, listen to me. How do you think he feels, Kola? Put yourself in his place.
Money.
Kola, how do you think he feels?
Well, I mean, he put himself in that situation, to be honest.
You
too, you know?
You too, the two of you, all you too, you have a part to play in it.
Of course, I mean, the girl, honestly, I want the girl played the guy. You understand? He played the guy. Even, okay, another indication she don't want to go out. She sit down in the vehicle and you're dropping all your play and everything and she on her phone. Okay, that's still a bring it home. She's dancing with you. She's still there chatting with her. Like, which woman that into a man and going out to a party and dancing with the man and talking to her friends? Again, it's a little girl. You're dealing with a little girl. Leave them young girls alone. That's what they have to learn, to leave the young girls alone. And that's the kind of things the young girls doing them now. They're leaving their wife sleeping in their bed, and when they finish, they're going for a young girl to eat all their money, right? And then the wife now at home, trying and save, and trying and, you know, put things in place, and trying to buy a little house and things, and then they're giving the young girls to eat all their money. She, right. Leave the young girls alone.
All right, Kola, thank you very much. Good afternoon. Yes, Lara, see how you are on the air.
Yes, I was.
Yes,
imagine I just, good afternoon. Imagine I just put down the radio so I could hear.
Right.
No, I put it up so I could hear what was being discussed, what I've been trying to call. So right. I realized the lady before.
Right.
It's actually saying exactly what I was about to say. What I'm saying is, this man seemed to be old school, eh? Mm-hmm. Because first and foremost, the girl is playing with him and he hasn't noticed that. Because before, the little girls before would have patience with you in the time that he's writing. Mm-hmm. Because girls nowadays don't have time to think about your heart, whether your heart gets broken.
Well, that's sad.
All they do, they just come in and they're taking what they want from you. So he doesn't understand that this girl is way ahead of him. She's just playing the game. And she knows very well that he won't get anything. But, you know, because he's operating from the old school that he's operating from, he's thinking that the apple will fall from the tree, eventually. Mm. But things are too easily found these days, and these men need to know that the girls nowadays are wired that way. So all the old styles you had of trying to buy an outfit, all of that for a girl to sleep with you today, that's not going to work. It's not going to work.
So how would you know if they're genuine? And so how would you know if they are genuine in need, eh?
Listen to me, Iowa. You don't need to know if they're genuine. You just have to play in your league. Huh? Play in your league.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is that men, you have to look at the product and ask yourself, where is that product coming from? You have to do research on what you want. You don't just see an attack, right? And that's exactly what he did. He saw it looking good. He just figured it looking good, he wants it. But you have to find out who it is and where it's coming from. And that's when you know what cards you have to use. You cannot just see a girl and you're going to buy. Sometimes the girl has endless outfits. Out of which girl has an outfit today?
Said,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, come on. You want to buy somebody some outfit to go out with you and you're going to pass what? Pass that you're going to see that's a traditional man that operating there. Yeah. And before, you know, before it maybe would have worked. But now, outfits all over the place.
Yes,
you know, Amazon for nothing. Sure. You probably spend endless money. Maybe the outfit never cost that much. You know, because in his desperation, he never saw anything. All he saw was what he wanted.
A guy said, but maybe she had the outfit there ready, and she just tell him, you know, she buy it.
No, but you know, sometimes I have to warn the men today. When you see the women come in before you, you have to understand who you're dealing with, huh? And it's not everybody you see, you can just buy them in the way that you want to buy them. Remember, everybody have their price tag.
Yeah.
So know exactly what you're trying to buy. You know, and tackle the women that's in your league.
Everybody have their price tag, right?
Cola, again, you keep saying that Rums. Tackle women in your league. Rums. What does it mean?
Everybody
that,
has a price tag?
What's that?
You keep saying everybody, you need to tackle women in your league.
Yes, you know? Because it's not that you can't sell yourself higher, you know. If you want to go for something that is on a different scale, you have to do your research.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to do your research. Some women, we do that. I mean, some women do that so easily. They just play the game, they get what they want from you, and then they move on. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is that some women don't understand that some men can take that so hard.
Wow.
And that is what... So, and these, and now with the younger generation, don't mean to be critical, with the younger generation, that doesn't matter for them. All they're interested in is just their selfish generation, and we're selfish as well. It's just that they're operating from the point like it's all about me. So I will get what I want, and I don't really care how it affects you.
Yeah,
but my job is to get what I want from you.
Wow.
And if you're going to give it to me, I'll take it. And at the end of the day, you can go and do whatever you want to yourself. But I have won, and I've gotten what I want.
So as men, we really need to take time out and get to know the people. That's what you're saying. Get to know the people that we're trying to get involved with. Yeah.
Take time out. It's not that the people are bad. It's just that you have to use what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing wrong with you using what you have. We can't just make sure that when you're doing your thing, you know exactly what you stand to lose, what you stand to gain. Do not try to play like you have been fooled. You just did not use what you're with. You just allowed somebody to defeat you. That's it.
You get it.
Because you were focused on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
refocus.
Thank you.
And try again.
All right. Thank you, caller. You get it. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're here.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Turn down the volume on your radio or your computer, please.
Yeah. But the lady didn't ask him to buy no clothes for her.
Of course.
She's
the
first time caller.
Oh.
Barbados, that's a solution, and I up in Barbados. And the Barbadian calling now.
What are you, Michael? Big up yourself. Big up your page and crew. Go ahead.
But the lady didn't ask him to buy no clothes for her.
She did. Let me tell you. She did, right? She said,
psychological.
My hair, I do my hair already, you know, but
I have nothing to
do with it. She had, but she still didn't come out and tell him that she want no clothes.
No, that's what she's saying.
No, but listen, right? He tried to buy clothes for that girl because he wanted pussy. Okay, sorry for saying it over the air, but he wanted to date the girl, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, that girl played the guy also because she knew she was going out with her friends.
Mm.
She wanted the clothes. She knew that, right? And something else, I think she also knew her friend was sleeping over. You understand? So I think both of them got played.
Yes. But that's not a very good thing to do. As women, you need to really stop that nonsense.
The guys are doing this to us too, because sometimes we might meet somebody too. We meet a guy, we probably buy the outfit, the shoes, or the haircut, and at the end of the day, the guy is going to steal something. He has a wife to go home to. And at the end of the day, we got to go home by ourselves thinking that we're going to take that man home tonight. You understand? So I think both of them got played.
Right. Now, head on the corner. Would you have done that? Have you done this before?
Honestly, I've done it before. That's the truth I have. But it was wrong. You understand?
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, you know Peter the Fifth pay for Paul, right? You know that?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So both got played. The guy was expecting to get something in return. He didn't. He got vexed. The girl knew her friend was sleeping over.
Yeah.
So both of them got played. So I think both of them got a dose of their own medicine.
Thank you, Paula.
Okay?
Thank you.
And we just heard about a program today from a girl named Curly from Monier.
Yes.
And she just put it onto that program, and we love it, and we're going to continue listening to it every Wednesday.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you.
Let's see. Good afternoon, you're on the air. No, you're not. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're on here.
Yes, Tim RCI. First time caller.
All right, big up yourself. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Bermuda, the agitator.
Wow. All right.
What is his name?
Yes, sir. Agitator.
How do you call people from Bermuda?
Well, I'm Lucian living in Bermuda, man.
Oh, okay, all right. Go ahead.
But I'm a Saint. Okay, let me tell you.
Right.
There's something in law called caveat emptor, buyers beware.
Oh, what?
Something
buyers about? Beware. There's a term in law. Before you go to the supermarket, you decide what you're going to buy, and then you assess it carefully before you buy it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
you check the expiry date. You check the quality in terms of whether it's healthy. You know, it's just like you go to buy bread. You get the best bread in terms of quality.
Right.
There's a difference between quality and quantity.
Right.
And in that guy case, based on the letter you read there, I believe a lot of those young people, what they do with dates, they always want to go out to a fete.
When you're just trying to date somebody and you want to get
what you want. You take her to the movies.
You take her on a drive. Take her drive somewhere. But you don't go in a situation, in a place where, you know,
her friends will be there as a witness, or not really a witness, but, you know, that crowded field.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want one-on-one
to get to know that person.
Yes. So the friends will be distractions.
You understand, Iwa?
Yeah. I follow you.
You don't take her to a show where, you know, the friends will always be there. You take her somewhere private and intimate, you know, a nice little dinner, you know, one-on-one.
Yes.
So there's no interruption.
And that's why I called her in last week's program, did say that, you know, you take on an experience. You take a drive around the island, you go somewhere.
Yes, Iwa. Yeah. Iwa, we are old school. That's what we would do, Iwa. But those young people, that generation now is the lost generation.
So they believe they're
thinking with the small head, but they're thinking with the big head.
Yes. Look at this deeper silage. Look at this deeper silage. Look at deeper silage.
You're just playing deeper silage.
That getting
the situation even worse, because before anything, they want to spend money.
There's nothing strange that man already.
But Kola, is it wrong, though? Is it wrong to spend money on somebody that you're interested in?
There is nothing wrong, but it's a process, Iowa. You get to know the person first.
Yes.
Iowa, it's a process. You start getting to know the person, their likes, their dislikes, and that's how you build a relationship. But money can't buy everything.
Yeah, but if she come and tell you, boy, I want to go out with you, but my hair, I need to do my hair. What do you do
but
then?
Iowa, you have to be thinking. Iowa, okay, she want to go out. You take her on a drive. Does she need to do her hair to go on a drive?
I don't know. Maybe she does.
Some of them just do it.
No, Connor, that's a good question you're asking. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't need, because you need to take her somewhere where you don't have to incur debt to get a dress. Much, you don't need that.
Yeah.
A little drive, going to the movies, Iowa. What do you need for the movies?
Yeah, I know, just her.
All you need is money for popcorn and a little soda, and then you take us to the movies.
True.
You can go watch a nice movie. Yeah. Like right now in the movies, there's, I think, Blue and Blue Plane. That's a nice movie.
You break the ice.
But before anything,
is fed.
That's the problem. They like to fed too much, so they have to pay for all the fed they want to fed.
Yeah.
And then they end up dry, like a GoPro. They end up getting a GoPro.
Yeah. And call it the other thing too, the ladies who set up these guys like that have to go and drop their friends, you know, she to my boy, and the man say end up in.
But I was from the time she said drop her friend, that's already saying that nothing going to happen.
Not happen,
be a dry spell.
And once you stay in the back.
Dry spell?
Yeah, dry spell, yeah.
Yeah. The time she said about I have to drop friends and then. They miss bus. They miss no transport from Newport, Iowa. Iowa, that was the plan, Iowa.
Set up!
He wasn't into the demand from day one.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah, you're right.
But I listen to your show every day, man, from Bermuda. Every week from Bermuda.
Thank you, my brother.
And I say, this is the agitator. And then let me let somebody else call.
Thank you. Pick up your whole self, agitator. All right. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on the Radio Caribbean International. And I'm still on this call. This lady who called, she said, about, you know, she don't want to go. I still figure that this lady should have said plainly, let me tell you something.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I ain't want your things.
I ain't
good afternoon. Let me see how you're here.
Good afternoon to you, Iwa.
Good afternoon to you, bro. Thank you for calling.
No problem. I'm not a regular caller or listener of your show, but this afternoon I just...
You figure you had to call.
I happen to listen to your show.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Listening to the whole story just make me think, like, you know, what kind of drugs this guy be smoking, man?
Kola!
What kind of drugs he be smoking, man?
Kola, no. Kola, let me tell you, a lot of us men, we have found ourselves in situations like that. Yeah. Kola.
It's true. And honestly, I'm proud as a man. But you see, that situation, it just makes me think, like, you know, what kind of drugs this guy be smoking?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, first up, somebody, you ask a female to go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Already, she already talking about clothes and stuff. I mean, that's a silly excuse. That is a silly excuse. And honestly, in my case, if I was the guy, honestly, she would have stayed home. I wouldn't have told her anything, but she would have stayed home.
Oh, Paddy, you ain't want that girl. Who probably want
that girl?
You ain't want that girl.
I don't want her.
No.
Okay.
Well.
Paddy. But a girl you want to be in the company of. She asked you, you tell her no.
A girl you really want, like a caller before said, go on a drive, you know, I'll go to the movies, you know, stop at rituals somewhere. Have a chiller, have a milkshake, have some ice cream. get to know people.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
I follow you.
Not before anything is a fet. You know, she already making excuses about clothes. That is a poor excuse. Women can get tops as low as $10. Yeah. And a jeans probably at $30. Because they can afford that.
What?
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's give about the shoes too. What? Yeah?
Yeah.
I personally have walked into a woman's room, Iowa, right? And I've seen between 20 to 30 pairs of shoes just there, not used. So that, and that is like common in mostly all women. So that is a boy.
What, you see 40 shoes and they are used yet?
So question, are you talking about shoes not matching? Who she want to dress, who she want to impress when she walks? Is it the person or other friends? Because they are, honestly, if she goes to the fest, there are other people that she knows that is watching her. That probably she might have an eye on, and not the guy that is by her.
Caller, can I engage you for a moment, please? Is it possible that he wants to go to a fet to make it look casual because he don't want people to know that he really wants her? But if you go to these secluded places, that means you want to get real serious if her. But sometimes you just want a little something, but you don't want to take her serious. That's why he bring her to a fet.
No, that's not why he bring her to the fet. He bring her to the fet so he could feel in her. That's so he could get a nice little grind. That's why.
But that is the motive. That is the motive. And he had the wrong motive.
Yeah. You're right.
He had the wrong motive. We are going to see. I've been out, Iowa, And I've met women, you know, danced with them and all that. And sometimes if I want to meet them again, I will not even make a fet my next option.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Honestly, I will not make a fet my next option.
Why?
Because, honestly, the whole motive of those fets and all those things is to engage people to spend money that they don't have to spend. You understand what I mean? You get me?
I follow a new caller.
And honestly, I have interacted with a lot of women, you know?
Some of them are watching and tell me,
I'm a cheap guy and all that kind of stuff. And in my mind, I'm saying, because you're not meeting your motive. Your agenda is not being fulfilled. And I have already known the kind of person that you are.
Caller, you hear that? You said something very important. What did they call you? A cheap guy.
Some of them call me cheap. And honestly, I take the price tag and I take the tag and I put it on my chest. Sometimes if I want to stand on the pedestal on top of the wall and make people see that. Yes, I'm a cheap guy.
So, Conrad, this is a disappointment.
And it's not that I'm cheap.
No,
you have to spend smartly.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
You have
to spend smartly. You need to be managing your own financial resources as a man. You know, you have to be a steward of your financial resources.
Because
you may have other priorities that probably you're not even taking care of.
But by not spending
the money on something, right? It's like a business. It's like you're investing into something when you know there is a possibility that you may not get returns.
But Kora, by not spending on what she wants, could it be that you may be losing your opportunity?
Nah, that's not the case. That is not the case. Because honestly, a lot of women have clothes that they don't even use. Right? So don't tell me about, you know, you don't have outfit and then I have to spend her money again on outfit, and then when you have it, it's like you don't have shoes and stuff like that. You know, I mean, that's a poor excuse, man.
They take it.
You know? And honestly, I find if I have to take somebody out, and I have to be the one to buy clothes and stuff for you, that will raise a lot of questions. That in itself will raise a lot of questions.
What do you think it means?
Pardon?
What do you think it means if she asks you to buy clothes for her? What do you think it
means? Nah. She's up to one thing, and that is to... I wonder what's the term for it.
So what you're saying is, Kola, the woman can't be needing clothes. She can't be needing an outfit to go out.
Most cases, women don't need that, brother. I'm telling you. You will walk into a woman's closet and they would have clothes that she doesn't even use.
So let me clear the air on that. Any woman that tell me she want clothes, she willing to go out with me, but she wants an outfit.
Right.
Beware. That's what you say. That's a red flag. Red flag.
But to me, it is a red flag. It is a red flag, and it's not that you're being cheap. You understand? It's not that as a man you're being cheap. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that you're really interested in going out with me. First thing that you think of, clothes. First thing you always think of, your clothes, your outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because already, I would be the one to take the initiative to spend on food and drinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm.
That I, as a man, would take the initiative. I honestly don't really depend, and I don't expect a woman, if I go out with a woman, to be spending money on me on food and drinks. Mm-hmm. I don't expect it.
Right.
I can take the lead. You understand what I mean? Because if I know I'm taking somebody out, I know personally I need to have some money there to allocate for whatever food and drinks and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And honestly, I'll say something to some ladies. If you know you do not want to be with a man, do not try to get money from him.
That's what he's saying, basically.
That is dangerous. That's there was an incident. A girl got severely injured from a man because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you know you do not... And honestly, that is something serious. Because let me tell you something. In a relationship or in a connection, man and woman... The man has a level of pride. You could probably call it a little bit of ego. Mm-hmm. A man do not like to feel embarrassed.
Nope.
You know? Well, a man said, do not like to feel embarrassed.
Well said.
When it comes to something like this, when it comes to emotion, a man do not like to feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
A woman might be stronger in probably to cushion the pain because maybe they feel like boys. They may have somebody out there watching her. There is somebody else out there that would want her.
Well, not only that, we want to know that we get a return on our investment as well.
Exactly. Exactly. So sometimes, as a man, you have to let your eyes cook your peas for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, my brother.
You have to let your eyes cook your peas for you as a man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But that, I blame the guy because from the moment she's saying about she don't have outfit and she don't have shoes, that's a red flag. That is a red flag. She already didn't want to come. It's like by you trying to plead with her and trying to beg her to come, that is already a problem. It's like you forcing her to do something that she doesn't want to do.
Yes, sir.
You know? If I'm going out with a woman and you tell me about friends and stuff like that, like, really? Yeah. Really?
My brother, thank you very much.
At the end of the day, you're not responsible for them. I have to be responsible for them, and I don't know them.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, man, remember that. Great contribution.
Yeah, man. And honestly, about that, while I talking to you on your phone, texting and stuff, honestly, if I was a guy, I would take the phone and slide out the window. That is total disrespect.
That is something as a man you cannot stand for.
Yeah. You should not stand for.
As a man, you should not stand for that.
Yeah.
Take the phone and
freelance. Because there was one time I was with a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the bedroom and stuff. And one time she's messaging a coworker, and it so happened I just glanced my head in her phone, and she's messaging her ex-boyfriend. I took the phone, I fly it in her laundry basket.
Yeah, man.
Is disrespect, man. Right. You know? Right. Yeah, but I blame the guy. I need to tell him, think about how you're spending your money, on what, and what's your motive for spending your money. And save it in a credit union or something. And if you have a child, save it in a bank account.
All right,
your children might need it, man.
All right, my brother.
Might need it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
One final call. Good afternoon. Let them see you. Your final call. Are you on here?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. Thank you for calling.
Gasser, let me tell you something, Gasser. My brother, 2019 and 2020, we must not allow women to take advantage of us. We must stop that. Okay, my brother, we must stop that. We need to stop that. Them women, Gaza, you see 2020 come there? Them women, you just look for them and they just start feeding us. Start giving us things. Just start bringing them everywhere. Look, I read online, a woman just give a man, she just wipe out $50,000 debt for the man and the man just move.
Yeah,
that's what we have to do, Messi. I mean, that's what we have to do. Don't make them women take advantage of us. All right, my brother?
Yeah, my brother. All right, okay. My brother, yeah. Good afternoon, Letla.
Yeah, man, I was.
Yeah, my brother, thank you for calling. Hey!
Yeah, man, so earlier in the show, I heard you talking about a guy who called about the experience. That was me, but that's 3 weeks ago, not last week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just like to point out that as men, we need to stop thinking that we can get any woman we trying to get. you have to, you meet someone, you like them, you like their vibe or whatever the case may be, you want to have sex with them, whatever the case may be, you try your best. If it doesn't work out, just move on. There's no need to be upset about it. You know?
And you want your clothes back, and you want your clothes back, and everything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if your game is to spend money, nothing wrong if you have a spending money game. If you have the money to spend, fine. But understand that it's the same way if you have all the sweetest words in the world. It's the same way some women that would not work. You know, not everybody is going to like you or want you.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to just say, you know what, it didn't work out, and move on. There's no need for him to be upset. He wanted to spend his money, and nothing wrong with that.
Wow.
You know, the girl realized you want to spend it, she take it. She did not confirm with you under any circumstances that you were going to get some stuff. She did not. She made her statements in a particular way, and you bite. Thinking that, you know, if you spend a little money,
you'll get something.
And it'll work out.
Call him, spend a lot of money.
Why? If you man have money for us, that's a lot. But if you man have money, that might not be anything. You understand?
Because
I have met, I was living, a few years ago, I was living next to a young lady who had her sugar daddy paying rent for her. She had car, everything. The guy used to come there like twice a month.
What?
The man wasn't asking for much. The man just wanted to escape from his wife like twice a month. And she was getting everything she wanted. Now, I'll not mention the guy's name,
but
he's a guy a lot of us know.
Wow,
he have his money. So to him, spending $1,000 for rent, and $1,000 a month for the car, and giving her some spending money, let's say another $1,000.
There ain't no money.
For him, $3,000, there ain't no money. For some people, that's a salary.
Not the money.
You know, so at the end of the day, nothing wrong if you know you want to spend your money. I will not tell a guy stop spending money on women, but understand that not all women are going to give him what he's looking for. Not all.
Well said, Quora. Thank you very much.
You know, all right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, that's it. We aren't taking any more calls. Thank you very much to every single one. Anything, anybody?
Boy, that was a very interesting letter. Different, but again, I just
figure, and most men, we are like that. If we look at dépasser l'argent, we want to know we gain something. Ladies, don't do us that.
No, but why? I don't understand that. Not because you, it's like you treat it like a business. Yes, you expect a return, but it doesn't come to you right away. You have to be patient, and sometimes you have to put more money than you expect for you to get the result.
True.
So you just have to be patient. But if you buy something for a girl, that does not mean she doesn't owe you anything. I don't believe in that. She don't owe you anything. Yeah, don't watch me so.
But not even in the negotiating process. During the negotiating, you know, you did admit, you know, at some point something could happen. And then when the things start now, you know, the wheels start to turn, you have a whole side, you know, you're texting all night. You have crew in effect.
Well planned out.
They will
take him.
We are adults. So if you want something, you just say what you want,
Tell me now, ladies. I'm not interested in that.
And the next thing, ladies always want the truth. They want to know that you're direct. So if a man come and say that's what he want, don't be surprised, and don't treat him differently. Yeah, is it a yes or no? No,
that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, just laugh at me and say, hey, all right, you know, yeah. But don't take the money in that DTS game. Somebody say, I eat it by the belt shoe with my nails. All right. We're going to our platform for those of you for whatever reason, who particularly you turn voir as a radio, you know. So let's see who's hanging with us. Said, y'all will learn. Yeah. Dig out his eyes. The well take me the Iowa. Yes. Yeah. Iowa, that caller I have you there. I ain't want meter. Mate, go fly my phone. Mate is a manager.
Well, he's tidy phone in a laundry basket.
From the letter, I get the feeling that mate must have been after this woman for a while. And finally, to maybe try and put him off, she said she did not have clothes and shoes to go out. And since he offered, she did not ask for the money. She went on with him. But you can't tell me, no matter how long you have been chasing someone on the first date, you expect them to sleep with you, you know? So you're trying to tell me, if you are at a dance and a man buys you a drink, that means you automatically have to sleep with him? Ronnie?
Huh, no comment.
Somebody say, Ronnie, you're on point this afternoon, boy.
Yeah, man, I'm always on point. Yeah.
He clearly has been trying to play the girl, but however, the tables were turned, and by all indications, it turned out in her favor. Men need to show some respect to ladies. His whole intent was to have sex with her, and spending the cash seemed petty to him because he saw himself getting sex from the girl. The girl played the fella. If it is a married man, go for it, girl. But if it was someone who is seeking for a genuine relationship, well, you should take both clothes and shoes. Take back the clothes and the shoes. I went on a first date with a man who was at me for a year. And he brought two of his friends on the date and wanted me to go home with him. I asked him if he's not bringing his two friends home with us too. Some of you all men are so clueless. And trust me, he had come alone, he would have gotten some. So my question is, do men really bring their friends on dates with them?
No. No.
So you're on a mission.
No.
And you know what burned me more? The man is 50 years old. Bring your partners on a date. SMH. And he's telling me we are not kids. So who more childish? Me not going home with him or him bringing his two friends on the date?
Yeah, support them.
Deflect.
Oh, yeah. Play slow. Yeah, I got it.
Deflection.
Yeah. I was playing slow.
Somebody say, Mr. Jackass, yeah, you are. So it's tit for tat. Just go pick a fare if it's so you're thinking. Them fellas don't know there are prostitutes out there in need of their money. Don't they know? If it's guarantee you want, get a hookup. What for shay? No, we don't know nothing about what time it is. You freaking played yourself. Look like the Lucian fellas like to spend money. I come in and take them, spend some this Christmas. Good afternoon, I'm old fashioned. So I believe the woman should not take money from the guy if she's not interested in him. She knew his intention, but the man said that. A woman who is interested in you, Iowa, wouldn't ask you for outfit and shoes. I'm going to pick up my friends on Facebook, eh, Tale? Fellas, please stay in your league. But meet stupid, eh? Meet a C. Meet a C is the money the girl want. Bring friends. Man, get your act together. I don't understand that caller. A guy that 25, 26 don't have $500, $600 to spend on a woman. Somebody says them men that have money. She did not try to play him.
She played him.
Kolobo.
Kolobo.
Kulumunu.
Oh, I Kulumunu have heard of it. Kolobo.
I am disgusted by this man's mindset. Did he make it clear to the woman that looking? It didn't make it clear to the woman that, look, me buying you this means you owe me sex. He sounds like he assumed that she knew it was a sex behind. You don't own rights to the person's body because you spent $400. It's just disgusting. If I prostitute his money, you want to spend it to get sex after. And he has no game, period. There are men who don't spend 1 cent and get the like that. You know? Learn the game, bro. Says you're pathetic.
Wow.
Somebody's not to kill the game, man. And desecrate the game. Alright, good afternoon, guys. The lady was wrong for playing the guy, but the guy was to blame too because he was the one offering to buy things. He's dotish. Can't he see the lady didn't want him? So because he buy me something, I must give him sex on the first date. Chubstan Boog.
Boog.
BWG.
Boog.
Ah. that's a driving school. Something must pass. I want to have go get a permit.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Go get a permit.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Hey, hey, somebody say, I'll give him a kiss.
Wow, that's a good one. That was
somebody
good one.
Say, I'll give him a kiss. Yeah. But say, see it. Are you hold on? She right. He was too
Death.
The man should have bought the jeans and hobby for the girl himself. There are jeans of 30 EC. Even SNS have closed now. Yeah, you are. Hey, miss. These women lead men on, doing just enough to keep them interested, knowing well that they do not want anything with the men. These women need to be honest and stop this behavior. Stop blaming the guys. It's just like playing lotto with the hope of winning. I want a girl is new to the game, eh? She knew her friends were coming because she was on her phone on their way to the event. And the guy was too swift. He should have waited and take her out a couple of times. It's sick, I say he spent money already.
That's not a killer. It's because you spend money, guys.
Hey,
how's it?
Money spent. Anybody tell you that? Money spent, pass it. Somebody say, Meto stupid boy. He didn't learn in school. Tell me movies tutu there. So because you give the woman an outfit, you want tutu? Gasa. Upa hot. Upa hot. I tell her that. Go and see Upa member.
Missy.
Levi, that's your face.
Because that's Iowa. We women need to stop. You know you don't want the man. Don't take his things. Period. And that's what the man's saying. You're taking his money and his jeans and thing, and then you're passing it. Somebody said, good, you will learn it.
What do you learn? You're going to learn nothing. You'll try it on somebody.
As a woman, I agree with him. You don't want me. Don't eat my money. Iowa, his best yard offer the girl the $150 for Okay, I see what you say. Only a fool breaks his own heart. I bet you he won't make that same mistake again. He played his own self, boy. Papi, better luck next time. Once bitten, twice shy. I guess he learned his lesson the hard way. She only man, Iowa. Yes, that woman just eating that man money, but the longest rope has an end. She's a day, she's a something, Lila. Oh, Delilah. Yeah, she's Delilah. A Delilah and a trickster. You know? So they want you to spend for them, and they know they ain't giving you nothing in return. Hey, girl, you owe the man. The letter was obviously a very young and immature. Who even speaks like that? You know what time it is.
You're a kid. Yeah. You know what
time. No, look at it.
I know, but I just said.
Yeah. Not me, huh?
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
No place, though.
Yeah, pass it, my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that is true. She know what time it is. You know what time it is that you played go-go.
6:30.
Yeah. I was made not just a bois, but it's a bois. She played him big time. She had tried to play him. She played him big time. He's a donkey. He ain't get nothing. He said, "See, that she beat you at your own game." Yeah, mid gate,
he
running.
If he gets bad.
It's a gimme's closing. The man say he knows something must pass. Rankin Meta yeah, no must
school.
Pass.
Japanese
driving school.
That's what
I'm saying. Or is it gunman in Chuli? Paddy, that's what you call a gold digger. It's time for a man to wake up. She never wanted him. Boy, that's the trick. You buy one drink, but you have to buy for the whole crew. And they're drinking the most expensive one, too.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Top chef.
I agree, them women, ladies, them girls, they are too damn so. Stop treating men like that. when you want, when you know damn well the man wants you. I agree, ladies and women are too damn, so stop using men that spending on all of y'all. This is the investment these days. Somebody say you'll have me dying there.
That's our job.
Let's go a couple more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these girls that run in packs are not even into guys anyway. Sometimes these girls are running packs are not even into guys anyway. The woman not a gold digger. The man is a gold giver.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I what boy, he look for it, he get it. He lucky, he get a woman like me. Boy, one woman called it, like I said, maybe that buy the belt, maybe that do the nails.
Nails, the accessories, yeah, to buy.
To buy. My girl, you owe me, pay me. It's raining, not rain falling. Boy, them man need to stop spending money on sufferers. Mitchell, you mean she buy jeans and top that not matching the shoes she already had? And Katrin says they well take bait.
If they take him, if.
They take me this. You know when I let me wear clear. The man say a caller said, I wa. That girl had that jeans and top.
Yeah, man. Let me Iwa. If you're going out with a man for the first time, you're not gonna wear jeans and you wearing a nice sexy dress.
Why not?
Sexy dress, guys. Sir. The black little black dress. Once you see them with a little black dress, you know what time it is.
Well, alright. Into that. I saw my partner a long time ago ask a veteran to go out for lunch.
A veteran?
Another.
I haven't done any laughing already.
My partner a long time ago ask a veteran to go out for lunch. You know, first thing she says, I see a dress I like. Yeah. And the next time I'm passing by her and over here, she telling her friend, Kwei Kajwen Tutu.
But at least he's gonna get it though.
He go get.
Just papo here. And he put to a my pulley.
Okay. Some women like to play needy too much. A date you're going on, you want outfit and shoes and thing. The man, right? If you're not interested, don't take. It's give and take, darling.
Give and
you give me? I'm taking it. She never asked. He's really stupid, y'all. Girl, it's Christmas season. See if you get more. No clothes, then he investing in shoes. She writes. Your caller's comments must have been fuming. I will bunch up my boy. Your colors are mean, yeah, man.
Let's just keep it real, man. Yeah, man.
And the famous words of DJ Khaled, you played yourself. Somebody say, a woman say, not dish you with porcelain.
What I want to know is, how are you able to pronounce that?
Yeah, man, it is. Not dish you with porcelain. The fact that he gave her money to buy clothes should have bought what was matching the shoes she already had. The fact that he gave her money to buy clothes, she should have bought what was matching the shoes she already had. He was played, fellas. He was played. Yeah. They take him good. You know?
He was really poor.
The man is a deck. He was helping the situation. Family, thank you very, very much. Let Lord ask you. But you guys are special. Listeners, you guys are awesome. First-time callers, thank you. Those of you who sent us a text message, thank you very, 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 very much. We love you. Let Lord ask you is made possible by
the kind compliments of Diamonds International Tropical Solar and our good friends at Renick & Company Construction Warehouse. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, guys. Until next week. Wednesday.